Hine eichef shel liyorim Hashem izbarach kivin en yoydim oisai. Ach yira oisai is ru'iyah. Kishiroi shiklis atzmai. You look in the mirror. Yira shiklis atzmai. Oz ef shel liyorim Hashem izbarach. Then a person can have yira. A person can have yira from the Rabbein Shemayim. So a person's got yira shemayim. Shadi is a person's got yira shemayim. Yira is oisai is ru'iyah. When a person sees shiklis atzmai, then he can serve. Then he can yira from Hashem. In other words, yira shemayim shows vuz bistashayim. Person who makes himself into like a halchim in some way, it means he's definitely got a lack of Yerushalayim. Yira is only if you feel that who are you in, you're all inspired by Kedusha, so who are we, Bichlal? That's the middle of Yira. That's why Yira is a Shah. Because Yira is always a person who's got Yerushalayim, always feels he's at the Shah, always feels he sees the godless Abayra. He sees the godless Abayra, so vi binach Bichlal, where all that I've done in my life, what is it already? Biyachas to godless Abayra. That's why he says here that the shiflis comes from Yira, seeing because Pshat is that, and that's why it's always the Shach, because if you feel a person feels that he sees that he feels the dveikus is the feeling of Ein Sof, that the Yira dveikus is a dveikus he's talking about dveikus so to be dveikus is a feeling where a person the more he's masig the more he sees another nakuda that's hecher than him still you understand. That's what dveikus means. Dveikus means that even you masik something, but as soon as you masik that thing, immediately you're margish. Epis a hecher zachti, you don't know yet. Hecher zachti, you're not masik yet. But epis you masik that there's something more to be masik. That's how it works with dveikus. That's the word of dveikus. Dveikus is a word that as soon as you masik something, and therefore you put it down into your kelim, mamish simultaneously there's a hecher hasoga that you just taken into your keli, that you're already starting to be margish something that's hecher than that. And that's not yet in the kelim, that's the sod of Ora Mamale and Ora Makif. Every Ora Makif comes down when you masik it and it becomes an Ora Mamale, which automatically brings a hecher daga, which was even higher than Ora Makif, down into the Bechinus Ora Makif. Bechinus Ora Makif is the daga of its makif, so it's not in your seichel, it's not in the kli ha-seichel yet, of it's a dark of makif, you feel as if hecher zach there. As soon as you take that down into your seichel, so automatically that's mamshich something that was hecher of your makif that became now our makif. So if a person feels that he's finished now, so what happened? Where? How comes he got cut off? So it obviously shows that that wasn't dveikus. That's the bechin of dveikus. That's mamshich the inyan of dveikus. The inyan of dveikus is to be dovuk to something. Where as soon as you masik it, automatically the next hasaga comes onto a level where you feel where you masik that you're not masik. And then you have to work hard on that in Madrega to be masik. And then always it's hecher, more and more is coming down.